Recording.
All my background noise has been eliminated.
Take two, take two. Hey, now I have a blue line that goes up and down and up and down.
Good to know now. That would be a bad episode to miss Craig's voice on.
I'm glad I saw it, you know, way at the beginnings. That would have been sad times. We'd have had to do the whole show three times. Because the second one, Ian would just sleep the whole way through just because he's angry. So we'd have to do a third take. And it would be 4 a.m. and we'd be really tired. Oh, and in sad times, don't leave this in the podcast. Tomorrow I have to go and,
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Did you do something?
I...
Oh, okay. I was like, were you standing there going... Yeah, classic Craig.
Yeah, me and that... who, you know, somehow remained completely unscathed by this entire thing.
I was fine with it. Now there are jokes. I want to leave it in.
No jokes.
Sorry, dude.
I'm assuming it's probably public record once I do it, but I don't know.
Sorry, that Star-Lord Photoshop is dope.
Is that actually what Lord looks like, huh?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever actually seen her.
That's the best I've seen her look, sadly. Usually...
Yeah, she kind of looks like the chick from Game of Thrones.
Only in that picture. Again, Natalie Dormer is a smoke show. Lord is kind of a bum out.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? In that photo there.
Mm-hmm. In that photo there, she absolutely does.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen Lord. I just go by what Randy Marsh does look like, and that's what I go with.
Did you guys look at the infographic?
I did.
Do you guys know, based on the infographic, who Iceman is facing in Crash of the Titans?
No.
Okay.
I do know who he's facing.
Right. That might be a clue. Help me.
But it's not. It's Teen Gene.
Oh. Right.
By the way, do not type in Teen Gene and then search for images.
Yeah.
Man.
So, Ray, I'm going to need you to take a good, hard look at that picture.
Which one?
The one who he's facing. That isn't a good clue.
Okay, hold on.
Am I supposed to recognize that person?
That is a basketball player.
Nope, not basketball player. The guy who Iron Man is facing. And Ray said...
Iron Man.
Nope, you said he's facing Teen Gene, correct?
Iceman.
Iceman is facing Teen Gene.
Oh, the guy with the guitar?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is.
What are the chances that that is a teenage Gene Simmons?
Oh, wow, snap.
Oh, wow.
Because that is an ugly kid.
It absolutely is.
Nice. That's a good clue. I love it.
Nicely done, Ian.
Yeah, nicely done, Samurai. I don't understand the clue from, is that the Orville?
That is the Orville.
Is that the same girl? Is that the same woman who played Mockingbird on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It is.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I understand it now.
Adrian Palicki.
Yeah.
She was good in the Orville. I like the Orville, so.
I like the Orville. I also liked her on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to have to start watching the Orville, though, because when I first saw trailers for it, I was led to believe that it was some sort of Star Trek parody, and then people said as it went on, it became more of an actual sci-fi show and less of a...
Yeah, it's a sci-fi show with comedy after, like, episode, like, 3.
Right.
But it's actually pretty good. Like, I find it funny.
I like it. It's not just comedy. It's not just a parody. It's its own show. It's got a ton of comedy and, you know, just off-the-wall comments, which is fantastic.
Raimondo?
I'm satisfied to... Are we close to time? Yeah, you can start anytime if you guys want.
Okie dokie.
Unlock the door.
Open the door.
Oh, no, that's just a disturbing photo. I don't need that in my life ever. Is that a big bowl of asparagus? What is that?
Yeah, is that Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah. I don't need this. That is gross. Not necessary.
Why would you say that? Because then I looked really close to see if that was asparagus.
Is it asparagus?
I don't know. I got nervous how close I was looking at that picture.
What is the Bing link you put on there? Because I'm not clicking that. That looks like a trap.
That takes you to a video with a song, you know, something about Dazzler. I don't know. It started talking to me again, so I quit listening to it. So I don't know if it's a good song or a bad song. Is it a good witch
song
or a bad witch? The Bing link I posted. I don't know. It looks like it's somebody who may call themselves Bedazzled or something. I don't know. I don't know. I was just doing a searches around for, you know, Dazzler albums.
It's 28 minutes long.
Well, it's a whole album, right?
I don't know what it is. I feel like I've been misled by Bing.
Bing will never let you down. All right, it is 9 o'clock in the PMs. We're going to get this party rolling?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, first things first. Are y'all ready? Because yes, it's Dazzler's night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's Dazzler's night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah! Woo! The long, dark torments of our souls is finally over. The greatest character in all of Marvel Comics has finally made her way to Marvel Puzzle Quest. Dazzler. Allison Blair. All right. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 156th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, the most awesomest podcast that features talk about Dazzler. So, I am Allison Blair, and with me is KF72 and Sneaky Bean 15. Hi, guys.
Hello.
This is a dark day for Marvel Puzzle Quest. Good news, I was warned well in advance, and I've been drinking.
First things first is the devs are my most favorite people in the whole world, and they really deserve to get some pies sent to that office. We got to make this happen.
Yeah, I feel like we've got it on almost lock. Let's do it.
Yeah, we got to get this done. Because, man.
Click send.
It's Dazzler. How awesome is it?
Speaking of sending pies, did anybody win that contest, Ray?
Yeah, we should have talked about that beforehand and whether or not...
Did anybody participate?
I'm going to go with, there are no winners whatsoever.
Nice. Solid.
How did that happen? No one answered it at all?
I know. Nobody... I think it was too much digging. I don't know.
Okay.
Man.
I'll make the next contest a little easier.
Too little time.
Phew. Well, it's one more pie for us.
Man, they're really going with this whole Lady Gaga's Dazzler thing on the Discord channel.
Well, they're weird. Oh, man, Ice9, you do deserve a medal. He says that he has been sitting on the Dazzler coming for me for 6 months. Man, you could have just leaked it to me. I would have been quiet.
Yeah.
I would have tried and failed to be quiet. I would have not have been quiet at all.
Yeah.
Of most news, I completely agree. I think you would be capable of keeping that. No.
Yeah, yeah. No. Most other news, anytime we have gotten things ahead of time, we've been really good about, you know, not leaking anything. But yeah, I wouldn't have been able to hold back Dazzler because I'm just way too excited.
Ah, that's so funny. I couldn't be more anxious about it.
About the fact that you're just going to spend every CP and everything you got to try and get as many Dazzlers as you can, because that's what I'm going to do.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be awesome. That part is going to be awesome. I want to call me, and I will drive down to watch you spend CP on a specific Dazzler cover.
Call me.
Oh, spend CP to buy a Dazzler? Yeah, I could see that happening.
I hope so. Because he has been down on that for like 2.5 years.
Yeah, I'm still not down with that, but,
CP's not that old, but...
Sacrifices may have to be made.
I feel like I'll never be excited about another new character because there's no possibility that it won't be Dazzler. I mean, 100% possibility that it won't be Dazzler,
hey,
but...
Hey, this is classic Dazzler. We still got modern Dazzler coming.
It's not the same.
Well, they had to save her fact that, you know, she is immortal for the 5-star version. So just keep that in mind. Dazzler number 2 coming. All right, let's talk about some boring things. Good Lord, Ian.
Excuse me. Sorry, I've been drinking.
Man. All right, this is the week of September 5th through the 12th of the 2018s. Your Deadpool dailies. Today was Red Carol. Tomorrow, Red Battery Man. Friday's a Green Fist. Saturday is a Green Rags. Sunday is a yellow Kamala Khan. Monday is a black Pietro. Tuesday is a purple Wanda. And Wednesday is a blue Vision. Blue Vision. Never mind. And your 5-day 4-star crash!
Blam.
On the Titans. On the last we spoke, on the 31st, you had Coulson going along. Ian, did you pull that one out?
Yeah. Total success.
Good times. I'm sure Ray won easily.
Fairly easily, yeah. It took me a while to get him charged up, and then, you know, that counter hit that Strange does, the flames of the Saltine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not good, but yeah, I pulled it off on the first try.
Yeah, no worries. This morning was X-23. I've already forgotten who she fought.
That's fair. I can tell you. One moment, please. Let me go to the, you guessed it, everybody's favorite infographic. 4-star Electra.
Ah, yeah, there you go. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a turn, or, you know, one go win for me.
Was it 4-star? I thought it was 3-star Electra.
Could be. They're all the same.
They're all unkillable, right up until you kill them.
I thought it was 3. I remember Shadow Step being a thing. And
isn't Shadow Step on 4 as well?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they're the same.
Identical? Okay.
I don't recall, to be honest. I don't. No one's ever used 3-star Electra, but 4-star Electra. 4-star Electra has double cross, Shadow Step, and that ongoing red that does a little bit of damage every turn.
Yeah,
right.
Dance.
It didn't really matter at all because Shadow Step all you want. When you stop Shadow Stepping, you die. Yeah. So she just X-23 is deadly. So not a problem.
And have you attempted? You haven't attempted it. Okay.
No, I have not turned on Puzzle Quest yet today.
All right, number next is Iceman, let me look at this graphic, which is a fantastic picture, going in some graphics this week. Apparently it is against Teen Gene. Man, that is a great graphic. Everybody should check out the graphic.
Yeah, it took me a long time. In fact, it would have maybe taken me forever because Ian pointed out what that image actually is, and it was fantastic.
Right, and also related to that, and I don't know if I can put in infographic requests, but next time that Iceman is boosted or a crash or something where a picture can be used, as much as I enjoy King of the Hill, next time, if I could get a picture of Chuck Liddell, I'd appreciate
there
it.
There you go. The Iceman. In your storyland, Meet Rocket and Groot is wrapping up. That'll get you 3 Kamala Khans, a Red Spider Woman, 30 CP, top folks get Hulkbuster, and then after that is Cap. Coming after that is Hearts of Darkness, which will get you 3 Cap, a Hulkbuster, a CP, and the top 200 folks get the greatest reward ever given out in the history of Puzzle Quest. Dazzler covers. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, what, 101 Star Venoms?
That was amazing. But man, my pointing finger got really tired. I felt like, you know, George Jetson after a long day at work. My finger was all red and inflamed and pulsing giant. Shield training will be starting as well. That is going to feature the Hulkbuster, Moon Knight, and Kate Bishop to get yourself some more Dazzler. And there's a new 3-day special simulator that I have no knowledge of. I have no details, just that it exists.
Oh, it's happening right now?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I think.
Or later, maybe later. Sometime in the next week. In the power, wheels season, No Good News is running right now. That will get you a Blue Hawkeye, a Yellow X-Force, 15 CP, top 10 folks is X-23, and 11 to 50 is Sentry. And then that's followed up by Starfall, which will get you Sentry, X-23, and the top finishers will get, again, more of the greatest rewards ever given. Dazzler covers. Oh, yeah. It's just so exciting.
So I see at least 2 ways of getting a Dazzler cover.
3. You got your shield training. You got your Hearts of Darkness. You got Starfall.
Yeah, I'm not going to be making top 10 in a PvP anytime soon, so.
Well, yeah, I won't either. Hey, just remember, when Dazzler shows up in Dark Phoenix, you guys won't know what to do with yourselves.
What?
Dazzler will be in the Dark Phoenix movie.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a Dark Phoenix movie?
There is.
Oh.
Someday it'll come out. Ian, hit me up with some pie.
Oh, sorry. I was just teaching myself how to like something on Discord. One moment, please.
If Natalie Portman plays Dazzler, I will have to go to Hollywood and murder someone.
Man, you stiffed that out fast. That was great.
Oh, gross.
Taylor Swift, on the other hand.
I'd be down for that.
3 thumbs up from this guy.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, she is a national treasure.
She is.
Would be a great Dazzler.
I am not that enthusiastic, but I'm not going to argue.
I'm sure she could make the transition from singing to acting, no problem.
Swifty could totally pull it off.
In the meantime, I'll tell everybody about the Bedfordshire Clanger, one of many disgusting British meat pies that Craig seems to enjoy.
The Bedfordshire Clanger. It sounds like, you know, a boxer. You know,
sure.
Here comes Tommy O'Malley. He's the Bedfordshire Clanger.
He's got his knuckles up in that old-timey pose
yeah,
with a swizzly mustache.
Yeah, he's, like, he's like, you know, his hands are moving in and out and up and down for no reason. Yeah, he's got the handlebar mustache. I remember when the Bedfordshire Clanger took down Tommy Two-Tone.
I think he was one of the characters in Far and Away. So anyway, this alleged pie... You weren't kidding when you said it's getting thin in the pie world. This is very clearly like a Hot Pocket or a dumpling disguised as a pie. But I really think that the other advantage of this delicious short crust pastry is that they're really open to interpretation as to what you fill it with. You could fill it with jam and make it sweet. You could fill it with, like, meat and potatoes and make it savory. You could fill it with liver and onions and make it a Bedfordshire clanger. or you can just call it a clanger or a clung. Because England likes to make its food sound as appealing as it tastes. Can I get a clung? Fill it with livers and onions.
Along with my bubble and squeak.
That's right.
But you probably jam that inside Bedfordshire clanger. Yeah, really, this is barely a pie. I can barely talk about it. It's really just, well, because all you do is roll your short crust around the filling and then bake till golden brown. I mean, that's it. I'm not going to make one of these. I'm so disgusted by how much it reminds me of a Hot Pocket that I'm going to protest the Bedfordshire clanger or the trolley dumpling.
Trolley dumpling.
Dumpling, not dumping.
Nope, it's a dumping. Ian.
Yes.
Quietly, skid ahead to the bottom and see if we did next week's pie already. Because, Ben, I thought we did, but I couldn't find it in my notes.
I don't think, again, to see, now this is, it's well beyond this one, but did we do that? That doesn't sound right, because it's so far from a pie, I'd be skeptical to make that claim.
All right, okay, then we didn't do it yet. All right, good.
Okay. All right. We'll talk. Yeah. Nope. I think we're in the clear.
All right.
This week, enjoy your Bedfordshire clanger. Brought to you as always by savior of the segment, hero of the show, my favorite sponsor, This Pie.
This Pie. Thanks,
This Pie.
All right. Let's move on to the greatest news that has ever been made in the history of newses. Dazzler is here, baby. Yeah.
Oh, really? I haven't heard.
Yeah, you hadn't heard?
Yeah.
It's crazy. This is.
I thought it was going to be that alien girl from Runaways.
The one that no one ever heard of.
I was so convinced that they were just trolling you again that I actually didn't even consider the possibility that it would actually be Dazzler.
I didn't either. I just assumed that they were just, you know, hounding me and this was never going to happen. But man, I am super beside myself. And now there's two of me and you got to deal with it. Again, this is classic Dazzler, so be on the lookout for 5-star modern Dazzler coming next week.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear. Yeah, you'll like that. All right, she's got three powers. She is a black, red, green. Her passive is wacky and looks like it's going to be lots of fun. It is called Survivor. She's going to get you. Disco never dies. If Dazzler would take 781 or more damage for every two friendly strike, protect, or attack tiles, up to 8. Remove two enemy strike, protect, attack, or countdown tiles, and stun the target for 1 turn. So this can give you 4 turns of stun on a passive. That's very nice.
There's... That is, it's interesting. It's like a weird Teen Gene kind of thing, only just by taking damage.
And it procs off your friendly tiles, so it doesn't matter if they have any or not.
That was super kind of you, Ray. I really felt like, in my heart of hearts, that we were just going to be totally silent for this segment and just leave Craig to twist in the wind and try to justify all this Dazzler hype on his own.
I was waiting for it.
And you should have run that by me. I'd have been on board.
You guys are monsters.
So Dazzler, chirp, 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 tumbleweed.
Her second power is called Dance Floor Queen for a whole lot, though. 10 red. Create 5 strength tiles with a strength of 126 for every 3 additional red AP she has when this power is fired. Create 3 strength tiles with a strength of 97. So she makes her own special tiles for Survivor to kick off. A little expensive, but is a way for her to get tiles all on her own. I hate you guys.
I'm still trying to do the math here. It's just, it's a very strange setup. Like, it's 5 tiles for 10 AP and then 3 more for additional 3.
Right.
So for 16, you could get 11 strike tiles out there, which really helps on your whole passive situation.
Well, you only need, it maxes out at 8, though. So for 13 red, you're maxing out your black.
True. All right. Good point.
The final one is the green power, which is, again, the album cover, Sounds of Light and Fury. This is an AoE attack. 1,101 damage to the enemy team, plus 368 damage for every friendly special tile. This one maxes out at 10. So if you're getting all those strike tiles on the board, you're getting their damage, plus this damage, plus 368 damage for each one of them. That's going to add up. And 7's not that expensive for an AoE.
No, not at all.
So I've seen people, you know, have already been thinking about this. Team her up with a Koye or a Star-Lord to get that power even cheaper. Because I think with a Koye, you can get it down to, what, 5? So for 5 green, that's going to be a lot, you know, a fair amount of AoE flying out.
Yeah, Star-Lord would reduce it by 2 as well. You just got to wait for the enemy to fire a power. So, yeah, interesting.
So I don't know. I can't wait to give her a try. I'm sure that since, you know, everybody loves me, I will wake up, you know, tomorrow when she's released and there will be, you know, a whole slew of these just waiting in my queue that I can just hit add.
That would be... See, that would... I wouldn't even like that.
I would.
I would want to work... I mean, this would be a special accomplishment if you, you know, work to get the covers.
Nope, I want her instantly so I can just start playing with her. I want to try it out. Need all the dazzle I can get.
I don't doubt you.
All right, so, Shield Training Heroes for Hire for 7,000 hero points. You can get a Moon Knight, a Kate Bishop, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO. There is the Dazzler and Friends Vault, 80 item vault, a legendary token, a 3 beginner support tokens, a random Dazzler cover. I'll be buying things in that vault. 2 random 4 stars for the backup missions, which include Hulkbuster, Moon Knight, and Kate Bishop. Loads of 3 stars and 2 stars. We'll see if I can get lucky and get me a Dazzler that way.
Yeah, there you go. Just pull the Dazzler and then reset it and pull the Dazzler.
Yeah, now you're thinking. That would require me to have hero points, of which I have like none.
I want to point out, Brigby also said with Black Widow, Bam Blam, I think you can get it down to 3 with Black Widow and Star-Lord.
Oh, my.
So there you go. 2 other 4 stars. You can get the cost down to 3.
That's crazy.
That's going to add up.
Yeah.
Crazy times. Let's see. Like I said, Hearts of Darkness, we already talked about. Shield Training, we already talked about. The Simulator, starting on the 10th, Ian.
Okay.
Running through the 14th, will give you Dazzler as a progression reward, so we got to crush that. It'll also give you tokens to that Dazzler and Friends Vault. And then her event is called Sunday Night Fever.
Of course it is.
That will get you Dazzler as a progression reward, and will also reward tokens to the Dazzler and Friends Vault. So everybody, go out, do your hardest, except if you're in a slice with me, in which case, do your worst, because I need Dazzlers. And you all need Dazzlers. You just don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm spent, man. I tried.
Guys just provide no value to this show at all. Might as well be sitting here just talking to myself in dead air. Uh-oh, Isis telling us she's also getting a support. One day I'll get a support. And then I'll see what else
she's getting a support. You don't already know what the support is? Come on.
Yeah, it'll be something else. It won't be a disco ball.
Yeah, it'll be a disco ball. Come on, it has to be a disco ball.
No, it could be her uniform that helps restore sound.
No.
It could be roller skates?
It could be an old tape player. It should be the roller skates, which clip onto her boots.
It should be a spherical, rotating, mirrored
with
environmental enhancement device with timing light.
It could be. But no, I would go with the roller skates if I were making it. But she's an excellent skater. She can really get around.
I have a non-show technical issue.
Uh-oh.
Why can't I see any of Samurai's posts?
I don't know. I blame Discord. I can't either.
Okay. All right, as long as it's not just me.
Yeah.
I was like, man, he is really into posting pictures of Sad Poo tonight. just nonstop. It's like that's his jam. Good on him, but that's weird.
Yeah, that's Discord's 404 kind of image.
Okay.
And yeah, it happened to me too. You try and post GIFs, it's not working.
All right then. So yeah, I mean, we can just stop every show now. I mean, we're done. Like, we've talked about Dazzler.
That's what I'm saying. To kill a to kill a my favorite running gag of who's the next character going to be and trolling Craig and Craig always guessing Dazzler. I'm like, this is it. I guess we're just going to wrap it up as far as Marvel Puzzle Quest is concerned. Yep.
I told people I'd wait at least a week before I moved on to, you know, my number two character. So
they're going to cancel the game.
That is true. This will be the end of the game. That announcement is going to hit on Monday.
Yeah. I'm like, meh,
game's done.
Brigby and Ice will be in the chow line tomorrow morning.
They'll be over working on Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest instead.
That's true.
Oh, there better not be Fortnite Puzzle Quest. That would be sad. All right. I don't even know why we bother moving on. All right, so I was going to talk about the contest here, but apparently nobody participated because you guys don't like us anymore, so nobody won.
I'm down with that.
Oh, man, I wanted to make it start out the show with, you know, the Sally Field speech, and I totally forgot.
That is now acceptable?
No, it's too late now. It's lost its impact now. I got so excited about starting it out with the song that I forgot to do the speech. Sad times.
Local news? It's always sunny.
I don't have any local news. You guys have any local news?
Cool. Nope.
Penn State almost lost to Appalachian State. That was sad.
That was exciting.
Yeah, it was.
It was some riveting, riveting overtime football.
They're still ranked. It's fine.
They're still allowed to play.
Yeah.
That's right.
Perondiak does have one thing. It's a follow-up on Doggies, Raskeller, and Garden. Apparently, it has an incredibly stunning beer selection. Have you heard?
I've not.
Everybody's heard that the bird is the word.
Miller Lite, Coors Light, Blue Moon, and Leinenkugel.
Which one?
They're not even trying.
Which Leinenkugel?
I don't know. Hey, Leinenkugel.
Right now, Summer Shandy.
Ugh. If it was red, I'd be okay with it, but...
No, it's Summer Shandy. That's how the summertime works.
I'm sure the Leinenkugel will change based on season, so... At least they have one, you know, palatable beer, but... Man,
which
that's
one?
Not a good selection.
You didn't name any.
Well, Leinenkugel can be good.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got. All
right.
Coors Light is brewed cold and easy drinking.
No.
Tapped straight from the Rockies.
No.
It is all those things. I didn't say it was good. Mm. It's no Coors Banquet beer.
That's true. It is not okay. Coors Banquet beer. The Banquet beer is much superior.
It is.
All right, Ian. What's happening in Xandar?
I don't... I don't know. Pop? Bobby's Solution?
Yeah! Pop!
All right.
Pop!
I never read that. I never read that.
I know.
Thanks for changing
it
up, though.
I wanted to get you involved.
With you? Okay, thanks. After that nap I got to take during the Dazzler segment.
Uh-huh.
Pop, pop.
Damn.
Bobby's Solution. Did she... Sorry. Let me just tell you about Mockingbird real quick. Because she's going to be boosted. No, she's not. She's just the character of the week. I've been drinking, dude.
Ever since we heard about Dazzler.
I can't be left to do my own segments. I'm starting to get sleepy. I don't have... Let's see what this character does. It's red, yellow, and purple. Bombshell. Costs 9 AP. And creates fortified countdown tiles. Deals... I gotta read it. It's not making sense, but if I just read the level 5... Creates 2 3-turn red countdown tiles. When one expires, if another exists, remove it and deal damage. If not, deal less damage to the target and Mockingbird. Okay. So you're dealing 6,500 damage, 6,600 damage, or 5,000 to the target and 650 to yourself. Cool. Is that the one that does a ton of damage when she's boosted?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Bombshell's amazing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it looks like if you ever at max level, it's dealing 12,900. That's a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And that to be boosted is way too much damage. Her yellow is a passive. And let's see. Whenever the enemy makes a match of 4 or greater, if you have at least 9 AP in that color, including team-up, fire, a random friendly power at no cost.
Yeah.
That's a bargain. And the AP requirement drops down to... 6, and the AP gain for not having enough in that color, jumps up to 3. Wow! What a great character so far.
What a great audience.
first day of Grant, sorry. Let's see. Secret mission. 8 purple AP. Destroy up to 4 AP of the enemy's strongest color and generate 3 AP in your strongest color. Man. And that gets bumped all the way up to destroying 8 AP and gaining 5 AP. Man. And it's got a passive component. Holy smokes.
Hey, Brigby's pointed out, if you combine Mockingbird with Dazzler, you can get free strike tiles.
He got that cost all the way down to 0?
That's right.
Apparently, if you have at least 8 AP in your strongest color, friendly matches deal 65 more damage. So, 8 AP destruction, 5 AP gain, and friendly matches deal 229 more damage, as long as you have at least 5 AP. Oh, man, what a great character. I wish I had covers for her. How do people not use her more regularly? What am I not seeing?
No,
Someone explain to me.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, but no one uses her. No one. She's never in a PvP team. There isn't a single team out there that includes her. And every one of her powers seem awesome. Lies.
No, she was boosted this week.
They all had 5-star Okoye.
No, she was boosted this week, so she showed up in some things.
Okay.
In my PvP, Ian is absolutely correct, because it is nothing but Okoye, Thor, and Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I just skipped Jessica Jones. I refuse to fight her anymore. I'm done
with her. If I did that, I would just have to put the game away. Apparently, I'm one of the only people who doesn't have her championed.
Get to it.
I'd love to.
But I don't even know how to spec this person. Clearly, her red is a 5, because that was dope. Both those other two powers sound dope. 5-4-4 will work for me until someone tells me otherwise.
So, according to the internet, 5-4-4 is the third most used. 5-3-5, which is my current build that I'm actually thinking of changing, is second most. And the primary is 5-5-3.
I see.
I don't know if that's true on the other. I don't know. There are a couple places to look, but in any case, I'm thinking of changing her to 5-5-3, because that yellow
gets so good. Yeah, and dropping that yellow, only needing 6 to fire a power for free instead of 8, is a huge jump. Cool. Well, that's what's happening here in Sandar. Mockingbird.
Sweet. All right, Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Mailbag? Hey, that's me.
He's been drinking.
All right. First, mailbag is brought to you by Willie Lumpkin. Prandiac.
He
said the character clue, full spectrum, fine. Dazzler. But I'd rather have Mysterio.
Ooh, me too.
I would enjoy Mysterio, but not at the expense of Dazzler. What are you, insane? Doesn't make sense.
Always Sunny in Xandar. Flint making a mess all over the city. We are into 4-stars now? That was in all caps. I didn't know how to say it, you know. But yeah, we're back into doing 4-star characters.
Just like last week.
Yeah, he was talking about last week.
I know. Well,
yeah.
Okay. He also said, Jerry Seinfeld, check out Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yep, good show.
Solid gold. I've seen a ton of seasons of that. His guests are always spot on. Not always. Some of them are kind of duds, but that show is awesome.
I've seen 2 or 3 and think I should probably put it on my list.
You should.
He also said that my clap trolling was fantastic. He does like a good troll. FAHQ 1977, edit and congrats to Craig for Dazzler. Not OP, but that black is super annoying with the right team. Nebula review. To quote Ian, yeah, she's a character that's in this game. he put a few paragraphs in. I'm not going to read them all, but the TLDR is a midland to low character, needs to work with strike, protect, and attack tile spammers like Crockett, Blade, Medusa, Carnage, etc.
Dazzler.
And Dazzler. But definitely below Nico, Carol, Cage, even Professor X for that special tile synergy. Don't prioritize her. Man, not a fan of Nebula, apparently. I practiced how to say this name, and now I'm probably going to screw it up because my brain always just deletes everything that I've just learned. So, however, listener, c'est noyer, s'oublier. I believe that's French.
Say my name.
That is not it. He says, he asks, has there ever been an on-time clap?
I think last week until we got the clap troll. Said everything spiraling out of control.
Cactus Jack
bang, bang.
Hasn't commented in a while, but there you go. Craig, well done, sir. You finally succeeded. Dazzler looks to be a very fun and powerful character. Can't wait to try her out. I feel sorry for your bank account and what it will look like after you spend thousands of dollars to get Dazzler champed by the end of the week. But you've worked hard for this, so go crazy. By the way, I was just checking out biography.com's top 100 most influential people, and it seems that a familiar name has been added to the list as of yesterday. Let's see if that image comes up. Probably not. You'll probably have to click on it. But number 82, right behind John Lennon and Genghis Khan, is Wooly One.
All right!
Being noted for began a revolution that brought Dazzler into Marvel Puzzle Quest.
That's great.
D-Wing Illinois said, I'm surprised that Craig went country western for a song lyric, but I have no idea why. You shouldn't be surprised.
I enjoy country music.
Yeah.
Actual country music, not the pop stuff that they do nowadays. I like country music.
From last week's episode, quote, silence equals consent, end quote, hashtag Craig 2. Nice. I was not ready for LP Prawn, also spelled porn. Not ready at all.
Oh, I'd forgotten about it until it just occurred to me what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something.
He also says Swiss rolls are the best snack cake. The bi-monthly Weird Al reference quota has been reached.
The best snack cake is clearly the chocolate zinger.
No.
Without a doubt, it's the chocolate zinger.
No.
Yeah, there is no doubt here.
No.
Especially when they're refrigerated? Oh, my God. You should murder people for those.
They're good. They're on the high list, but I wouldn't say best, but that's just me.
And you can never have enough Weird Al.
So during the show, he put in, and now the show starts. Ray, this wall of text just got 10 feet higher. Sorry. It's true. He put in a wall of text, but I narrowed it down a little bit. He did say Alliance the Cinestics. Epic job. Good job, everyone.
Oh, yeah, we did well.
Yeah, we did really well.
It was another one where I was like, sweet. There's an Alliance event going on. I got to work on Saturday. I'll get there at 10. I'll play until I can't play anymore. Everything will reset at noon. I'll play some more, and then I'll, you know, maybe do a couple minutes of work, and I show up, fire up my computer, and it's like, you guys won. Take it easy. And I was like, oh, my God. I don't even have to try anymore. So I just hit progression and then took a nap.
Yeah, but you hit progression. That's awesome.
Yeah.
He also asks, Ian's trolling the audience about E.T.'s game dopeness, right? Right?
No. I like that game. It was just challenging enough. And there weren't a lot of Atari games that had a definitive end.
That's true.
Like a lot, so many were just perpetual.
Yeah.
Like that was the second Atari game that I ever, you know, played to completion.
What was the first?
Pitfall 2.
That had an ending?
Yeah.
Huh.
Pitfall 2 was very, you know, early RPG oriented. Pitfall 1 was perpetual.
Yeah. Right. I remember Pitfall in the 5200 was really awesome.
Okay, D-Wing also says, triggering Craig and Ian with Steelers trash talk was immensely satisfying. he says that I did not edit that clap, and he's dying. All right, I'm glad I could, again, I aim to please at least one person. Craven is actually useful against the Ultron drones as well. Okay, yeah, I could see that. Good to know.
Teamed up with Nebula and Dazzler, he's unstoppable.
True story.
Quote, stroke Loki's dagger, end quote, is definitely this week's Lifetime movie. And finally, some comments from Jordan from Jersey. They should update Coulson's crash fight to be against 5-star Loki. I don't know if I'd like that, but okay. Clue, the full spectrum. He was, again, LSD from the Runaways or Monica Rambeau are where his mind jumps to. Well, maybe sometime later. And then he edited and said, so, Dazzler, huh? Who becomes the new PW3 white whale? The Whizzer? Butterball? Flatman?
None of those.
I wouldn't call it the PW3 white whale. I think this is the Craig white whale. That was...
I definitely
if you ever listened, you know who the number two is. I just can't mention him until next week.
Okay.
This week, I'm just going to be satisfied at how awesome Dazzler is.
Nice. Wow. This is a big day, everyone.
I got no complaints of Puzzle Quest right now. It's all coming up roses.
I got what I wanted, and I'm temporarily content. I didn't think I would hear such a thing, ever.
All right, that is all that is in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. You brought me my Dazzler, cover of Entertainment Weekly just in time. You know, she's got a new tour going up. All right, so once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
Solid again.
That was actually not bad.
Yeah.
Twomp the DJ concurs.
Twomp the DJ. Twomp the DJ. Sure don't like it.
He thinks it's not kosher?
I don't know what the words are to that song. By order of the prophet, some something, something, something. No one knows the words to that song.
So let me tell you about some boosted characters. 3 stars. Elektra.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. She's boosted. Hawkeye, the 3-star Hawkeye. His blue has a lot of different effects. And they each only cost 5, so that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, just fire them off and see what they do.
Yeah. There's no way I know them. I know it starts with Bola Arrow.
Yeah, first one stunned. That's all I know.
Yep. Second one makes charge tiles. Third one does some damage. I don't know. It's so many effects. Once you get to Ant-Man Arrow, you know you've gone too far into the match and you're doomed. Human Torch is red when boosted. Good amount of damage. Use it if you get a chance. She-Hulk, if you're the AI, you are in luck. Because, not the boosting, well, because you'll get to do more damage with her red. Mm-hmm. But man, I was fighting her the other day. Every time she fired her green, it was maximally successful.
Yeah, it's weird.
I even taunted the computer accidentally, and it shut me right up. I was getting ready to finish the match, and I think I had sleeves, and I was like, oh, great. I have Mjolnir's Might and Call the Storm. I'll be able to finish this next turn, and there's no way her green will target both of those. Oh, man. What a fool I am. So her red will do a little bit more damage. 3-star Star-Lord. That AoE damage that his ship does, that'll probably go up. I don't know what his other 2 powers do.
I don't know. Something's good. Something's bad.
Yep. A little bit of both.
Yeah, I have no idea what his powers do.
Columns get destroyed, AoE damage gets done with green. Now, let me tell you about 4 stars. Oh, 4 stars. Agent Venom. He seems to be on a marginal upswing since his inception. I remember not a lot of love for the Agent Venom, but it has increased somewhat since then.
Yeah, when he first came out, I had no desire to have him whatsoever. Now that I have him champed and have actually used him a few times, I really underestimated him. I'm not saying he's top tier, but he is. I mean, when boosted, I'll be using him.
I like it when he goes in angry mode.
Yeah.
That's fun times.
I can't tell you what his powers do, though. They do stuff.
Oh, okay. His red does some damage. His black, I feel it's inexpensive. I feel like it also does some board shake. And you take damage? If you have too much of one of the colors.
Yeah, that's the one that switches, right? Does, it switches you to angry mode,
You want the alien weakness. That's good times.
Yeah. And then his yellow does AoE. And it turns his friends invisible. Not to be overlooked. He's an okay 4-star. Good old Nova. Boy, did I catch grief for not liking Nova. There was one time when Nova was thought to be the greatest character that's ever created, and now he's kind of okay. I still don't like him because his tiles, because he's got switchy powers. His red knocks you into the air and then turns into something else. He shoots little lasers out of his fingers.
Pew, pew.
He puts out strike tiles and then blows them all up with his head.
Yeah, sure. Just never underestimate that yellow power. That yellow power is where it's at. It's throwing out the strike tiles, does more and more damage each time.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. Those fingers are loaded.
I was also down on him because, again, they were going through that phase where all new characters were teenaged versions of the real characters.
Yeah.
It was a real kind of a sad trombone when that happened. Oh my god. Everybody's favorite four star, Captain Falcon. Falcon America.
You should just read Samurai's comment at the top. It's amazing.
Okay. They should just call four-star Sam Wilson Captain F-35 because he's way too expensive for what he can actually accomplish.
That's right. It's a burn. Military burn. What I do like, though, is that he used the graphic from the Falcon 3.0 game, and that game was awesome. Man, I used to play a lot of flight simulators back in the day. Good times.
Looks to have won an award for Simulator of the
Year. Yeah, it was no Longbow Apache Gold, but it was pretty good.
Oh, that was a good game.
Longbow?
Yeah.
Yeah, Longbow was amazing. I mean, and A-10 Tank Killer was also way up there.
Sure.
That game was great. Flying low over the over trees and just unleashing your cannon on people. Yeah. That game was great.
Sorry. I'm sitting here and it's blowing me away because I'm like, oh man, I'm like 20 years into my friendship with these guys and I'm learning today that they enjoy simulator games.
I love flight simulators.
Like a lot.
Oh my god, way back in the day, like I played so much X-Wing and TIE Fighter and Wing Commander and all those kind of flight games. JF2, Jet Fighter 2 was amazing. Oh man.
Sounds like Craig was into it a little bit more than me, but
those games were all great.
How'd you feel about the pinball machine F-14 Tomcat?
It was not very good.
Yeah, I liked it. That was all. This is as deep into simulator games as I got.
Nice.
Now, if you want to talk about, you know, the movie talking about F-14s, that is one of the greatest movies ever made.
Does not ring a bell.
Top Gun.
Oh, I thought you meant there was a movie called F-14 Tomcat. And I was like,
it was
maybe.
Called Top Gun.
I've never seen it. But his red will do a lot of damage when boosted.
I'm going to make you sit over here and watch the 3D version with me. It's even so more awesome in 3D. It's amazing. Amazing.
So I was going to wait until the segment was over, but I'm going to completely forget. Blue Bomber put up a GIF, a Dazzler GIF. I don't know if you guys saw it, but that GIF is amazing. Whoever created that GIF really put some time and effort into it. I'm going
to
use that on the
webpage,
I think. What's that?
Was it supposed to do something? Oh, I have to click on it to make it do something.
Oh, mine loaded just fine now.
No, mine was a non-moving picture, and I'm like, I don't know.
No, that GIF is amazing.
That's good
I
times.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Okay. Yeah, I want to use that as the image, I think, on the webpage.
Chuck Yeager Air Combat was a good game.
Let me get back to my graphic.
Yeah, let's do that.
Talk about Spider-Woman, who recently became my newest four-star champion.
Woo!
Her black lets you avoid damage. That's pretty good. No one likes taking damage. She can help prevent it. Her red's going to be boosted. It's not great, but it does some AoE and some stun. I don't really know what her purple does, to be honest.
That's the...
Again, because I have to make a decision. Love and fear.
Yeah.
It makes a trap tile or gets rid of special tiles.
That's the good one, to get rid of special tiles.
Yeah, because it's one of the powers that can get rid of countdowns as well. Anything. So.
Yep.
Very cool.
So here you go, Spider-Woman boosted. Yondu, I remember him. I don't have any of him, so I'm not real sure what he does, but I'll tell you anyway. It looks like he does a little bit of everything. I don't know if he does anything great, but does his blue just hang out, do damage to you every turn?
It initially does a really decent amount of damage.
Right.
And then, yeah, damage every turn to whoever's lowest,
nice.
I think.
Yeah, Yaka era's good time.
Yeah.
Looks like he does some true healing. Looks like he destroys AP.
Well, Mary Poppins, yo.
Looks like he makes strike tiles. Man, he seems versatile.
He's
not as exciting as Mockingbird.
He's not as good as I wanted, but yeah, he's...
Right.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, he's cool.
Whoa. What's that?
He said he's cool.
Yeah. In a twist this week, for our Samurai Suggests, he only sort of suggests, and he says if you get bored, play with 3-star Elektra in She-Hulk to see how many strike tiles you can steal.
No, thank you.
You got to be pretty bored for that.
That's like playing a team with nothing but tile swappers. Good God, I ain't got that kind of time.
See, like that just seems... I do support that level of goofiness. I just like... if I was that bored to come up with something like that, to like spice things up a little bit, like I love Marvel Puzzle Quest. And don't get me wrong. Like if you were to list out the number of games that I own that have gotten, you know... 3 years of consecutive daily play out of me, the list would have one game on it.
That is true.
And it would be this one. But if you're so bored that you're playing with three-star Electra and She-Hulks to see how many attack tiles you can steal, there are other things to do with your time than play Marvel Puzzle Quest. Just go do anything else. Oh, man, that's dope. And that's Listen to Me Now and Believe Me Later, brought to you as always by Mystify. Thanks, Mystify.
Yeah. All right, let's head on over to the support corner. Talk to Ray and Ian.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ray.
So this week in the supports, we are going to talk about the in-game support, Okoye's best friend, the Royal Talon Fighter. I mean, that's really all you need to know. Put this on Okoye and try and get more of it.
All right.
She is amazing, and this makes her slightly more amazing. Let me tell you why. At rank 1 with 1 star in this, you, at the start of the turn, every turn, there's a 5% chance to create a strength 16 strike tile. That doesn't go up to a great percentage. It's only 15% at max level, but it's still every turn 15% chance, and it goes up to strength 168. It's good because it's just that little added bonus damage that makes her amazing. Rank 2 with 2 stars. If Okoye, the supported character, makes a team-up match, which she will because she's got massive team-up damage, there's an 8% chance of getting an extra team-up AP. That's amazing, because the more AP in team-up you have, the more powerful she is. That slowly goes up to 40% chance at maximum level, and at level 200, you get an extra team-up AP, so you can get 2 extra than what you actually match. That just makes her more and more powerful. When the supported character fires a power, there's a 10% chance to deal 184 damage to the enemy team with rank 3. So with 3 stars, 10% chance to do just AoE damage. That's pretty good. That slowly goes up to a 20% chance at max level to do 1,932 team damage whenever you fire a power. The supported character. So when Okoye fires a power. So you just fire off your yellow because it's fairly cheap and you have a chance of doing AoE damage as well. Pretty strong. Rank 4 gets you the supported character's base yellow match damage is increased by 6%, which goes up to 16% at max level. Again, yellow is a key to her. If you're not making your team-up matches, you're making yellow. So works really well. The supported character's max health is increased by 10% at rank 5. That goes up to 21% at max level. Her health is pretty good anyway, but this is just a bonus. And speaking of bonus, if you put this on Okoye, because why wouldn't you? Her powers cost 1 AP less for every 5 team-up AP she has, maximum reduction of 2. This power does not change as you level the support. So it's just going to cost up to 2 less AP to fire her powers. This support is absolutely amazing for Okoye. If you don't have it, try and get it. If you have it, put it on Okoye and level it as much as you can. That's my advice. It's very strong, very straightforward. So there you go. The Royal Talon Fighter.
Thanks for sharing, Ray.
You are welcome, sir. Do you have something to share?
I do. I'm going to tell you about an exciting out-of-game support that has almost as many uses as it has names. And we are, of course, discussing everybody's favorite road trip support, the guy wire, the guy line, the guy rope, or simply a guy. For all segment purposes, guy. Do you have a freestanding structure? Does it need support? Try a guy wire. Do you own your own radio station? Does it have a large antenna to broadcast with? Afraid that it's going to get blown over if it's too windy? Guy wire. Do you own some wind turbines for your wind farm? Guy wire. Do you want to someday win America's Cup? Ever wonder what that mast is being held up with and you call them stays? Or shrouds, sometimes? Guy wire. You want to know what that extra bit coming off of your telephone pole is? Guy wire. Want to know why you only need one or several? I'll tell you. If it's a telephone pole and the wires are going to change direction, and you can... telephone poles are already pretty well anchored into the ground. And with telephone poles, you can pretty easily gauge where the lateral pull is going to be because of the direction of the wires. So you only need one guy wire. But if you have, say, that radio station that I discussed earlier, why not throw up three? Make a little tent. It'll hold the whole thing up no matter which way it's pulled. That's why your out-of-game support this week is the versatile support guy wire.
Also the weather guy at your local news station.
Oh, does he need a guy wire?
No, I'm just saying that would be a great name for the local like weather guy.
Guy wire.
Yeah, coming in this week's weather. Guy Wire. Hey, Guy, how's it going this weekend? Well, we got a warm front moving in.
Oh, we'll have a late-day thunder shower, but it should be mostly clear, high around 92. And that's the support segment. Thanks for listening. And thank you, Fortify.
Fortify.
Supporter of the segment, Fortify.
Samurai said kudos to Ian for knowing stays and shrouds.
Oh, thanks.
No,
I appreciate
that. Back when we were redoing this segment, we were trying to think up what to call Fortify. And his name was almost Guywire.
It was so close. It really was.
That way it could have been brought to you by this guy, Wire.
Yeah. And it was really one of those, it took the whole trip because it was one of the first things that got pitched. And it was like a frowny face and two thumbs down. And then it was like, yeah, maybe it's not so bad. Well, you know, guy wire, it's growing on me. And then like 20 minutes before we get home, we're like, okay, Fortify.
I still wanted to go with guy wire. All right, let's open up some tokens brought to you by the original guy, this guy.
This guy.
You know what's going to make me sad? Is that I'm wasting a token on something that can't be Dazzler. Well, what a jip.
Resist.
I can't. It's for the show.
If you could just stall with Jibba Jabba or let Ray open several. I'm almost there. I'll open one for you.
Ooh. That'd be nice. If I can hoard all my tokens to try and get Dazzler, that's where it's at.
Well, I will stall with what I can by opening a single latest Legends token. How's that?
Great. No problem. Right. Plenty of time.
I'm going to poke him in the chin because he's Loki and get a 4-star. It is a 4-star. What is it called? Made-up name. Spider-Man Infinity War Quick Reflexes.
Yeah, that's not Dazzler.
Is that what we're going to hear from now on? We're going to kill this segment. That takes my Spider-Man to 275.
Nice. Whip the pow.
Whip the pow.
Let's see. Craig, do you want a left eye poke or a right eye poke?
Let's go with the left eye poke.
Okay.
His left eye, not...
Yeah, I gotcha. All right. Craig's advice yields me Kingpin. Magia Pons. And the other eye yields me... Star-Lord. Everyone with me. Interesting. Two classic yellow powers. Let's see if any of those are useful. I feel like I don't have them champed. And by useful, I mean nope and yes. That will bring Star-Lord to a whopping 5-3-2. Mm. And that will be my first saved cover for the Kingpin.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, this guy.
Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the Podcast Network?
Oh my goodness, so many shows. So if you want to find out exactly what's on the Podcast Network, you should go to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. You can check out this and several other podcasts running a gambit of interests. We have direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check out the full page with all the archives at soontobenamednetwork.com.
I hear that they're adding a new show to the network.
I don't doubt it.
Really? I had not.
Tell me more. Is it top secret?
I think it's something about wrestling.
Hmm.
Reasonable.
I don't know. Joe was talking about it on Joe's show.
Hmm.
You mean the Long Box Heroes?
Right. That's what I said.
Or Long Box Heroes After Dark?
Sure. They need to watch better movies on that show. They watch some terrible movies on that show.
I got to mention Twomp the DJ again. He says he wishes Brigby had set it up so that Ray and Ian would both pull Dazzler right now and Craig would get Blade.
Oh, that'd be mean.
Who?
I don't remember.
I'd get some cover. I'd just stare at it and be like, what is this thing?
It's like it's blank.
All right. I think that's all. Anything else for the gun of the order?
I'm back over 3 million ISO. Woohoo.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, at least until I can get another 5-star up, then it'll drop quick.
Until you start getting some Dazzler covers, because you got to level her up fast. As fast as you can. All right. Check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com, where there will be a link there and hopefully a picture, you know, of Dazzler.
Seems likely.
Comments, suggestions, they better all be about Dazzler. You can leave them for us, you know, on our webpage or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. You can go to the Amazon banner and buy some Dazzler-related stuff. You know, you can get the Beauty and the Beast trade paperback. You can get Dazzler the movie. You know, that's out there. You can get Essential Dazzler. Those are all on Amazon. You can get all those. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3, which sadly there is no Dazzler paraphernalia. I'd like to fix that, but we'd probably get sued. All right, so that's it.
What can we do like that that won't get us sued?
I don't know.
Can we make some... Can we make some bootleg Washington Redskins?
Oh, that's true. We could make bootleg Washington Redskins merchandise and sell it.
That would be amazing. I'm finding out how to do that. I'm on it. I'm on a mission.
Ah, that's enough. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's Popeye's favorite pie.
Toot toot. Nice.
Bye, friends. Good night.
Last dance, last chance for love. So let's dance, the last dance. Let's dance, the last dance for Dazzler. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Good night, everybody.